It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Hey, thank you so much for downloading the Lane Mitchell Show podcast. Highlights from my afternoon show, heard weekdays 3 to 7 on Sonic 1029 in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Sort of a condensed version of the show, if you will. Sometimes we have bands on as well for interviews and that kind of thing. This week, we discuss your summer fashion pet peeves. We offer some name suggestions to replace capital X. And a generous helping of this week's news and pop culture nuggets.
Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
You know, when I first heard that Snooki was pregnant, my first thought was, well, I guess she'll be tanning for two now. But apparently that's not the case. In fact, she's given up tanning entirely. The Jersey Shore star posted a picture of herself with no tan at all. And you know what? She looks like a woman. But that's about it. She looks like a normal human woman. But I mean, for her, that's commitment. Snooki giving up tanning? That's like Ashton Kutcher giving up being an idiot. And a fourth man has now accused John Travolta of sexual misconduct. This time, a former employee at New York's Peninsula Hotel, who says Travolta was banned from the hotel's spa for 3 years because of, quote, inappropriate behavior around spa staff. Well, we always knew that Travolta had a lot of pull in Hollywood. Apparently, that's not the only place he has a lot of pull. We do have to take these allegations, though, with a grain of salt. The lawyer who's representing the first man making the accusations is a guy named Okori Okoroka, the same man who once attempted to sell a Vern Troyer sex tape. Well, unless I have him confused with another Okori Okoroka. It's a common name, I'm sure.
Lane Mitchell Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
There's a new biopic in the works about the late Steve Jobs. Ashton Kutcher will reportedly portray the Apple co-founder. Now, Kutcher's already begun his transformation for the role, growing his hair long and tooling around in turtlenecks like Jobs used to. Jobs, I believe, will actually be the name of the film, which, quote, traces the late CEO's journey from California hippie to computer visionary. Speaking of computers, bad news, Firefox fans. Microsoft is working on Windows 8, and they're reportedly attempting to ban every browser except their very own Internet Explorer. I don't like the sounds of that. That's like cyber communism. Well, really more like cyber fascism, but cyber communism has a better ring to it, doesn't it? Yeah. And contrary to rumors, the lawyer of one of John Travolta's accusers says the case will not be going to mediation. Well, I mean, understandably, meeting with John Travolta behind closed doors, that is kind of how this whole thing got started in the first place. And don't get me wrong, you know, the guy's a great actor, but I don't know if I'll ever be able to see him in a romantic comedy again. I just picture the movie trailer voice going, in a world where happy endings can come true, John Travolta stars in a touching story. Touching.
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
My name's Lane Mitchell. Written a paper today that Capital X is talking about changing names again. Yeah, it was Klondike Days for the longest time. Are they going to change it back? Who knows? I think they're actually going to have some sort of a contest, too, to come up with a new name for Capital X. Got some ideas of my own, actually. Lineup Days. That could be a good one. Ed Hardy Revival Days. See a lot of Ed Hardy there for some reason. Rat Tail Days. Pregnant and Smoking Days. Lululemon Muffin Top Days. How about Where Are That Kid's Parents Days? What Can't They Deep Fry Days? Or my personal favorite, What Is That Smell Days? Yeah, I love Capital X. I never miss it. But that smell, wow. Capital X is a vast array of olfactory stimulation, isn't it? Really is. You know when you go swimming in a lake and you hit like a cold patch and then a warm patch? I feel like the smells at Capital X are like that. You stroll in the Midway and like, oh, elephant ears deep frying, cotton candy, hot dogs, it smells so good. Your nose is taking it all in. Your nostrils are literally stretching to try and squeeze more air in. And what happens next? Boom. Your nose is assaulted with the most vile-smelling mix of urine and stale body odor and blood and feces and diesel and cigarette smoke. Then just a few short steps later, cotton candy. It's weird how that happens, isn't it?
It's Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Well, this could be bad news if you were planning a camping trip to Banff, Jasper for the long weekend. Due to extremely dry conditions, much of our province is under a fire ban. And I mean, let's face it, camping without a campfire, well, pretty sure that's just called binge drinking. And this is big news for summer. 7-Eleven is offering a new sugar-free Slurpee. Yeah, it's made with Splenda. Great for those watching their weight, people with diabetes, but it may be good for another reason. Too much sugar makes you dumber. Yeah, researchers fed one group of rats a regular diet, the other a solution of high fructose corn syrup and water, and then sent them through a maze for which they'd trained earlier. The fructose mice were noticeably slower getting through. That said, they did still manage to convince some of the world's most highly educated scientists into feeding them like they were at some sort of a rodent restaurant. So let's call that one a draw. And do you know who Raven Simone is? Yeah, as in That's So Raven. She was also on The Cosby Show for a while. Anyway, she's gay. Raven Simone is gay. She came out of the closet yesterday. Which is probably good. I mean, Travolta and Seacrest are still in there, and I feel like they want to be alone.
The Lane Mitchell Show, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
I just saw something I really don't like, and I had to call you.
Okay, what was that?
This is a tip to girls who think they're skinnier than they are.
Here we go.
Don't wear shorts that your round size exceeds the stretchiness. If you've maxed out the stretch, you know the shorts are too small.
I've got mixed feelings about that.
Okay.
One, I hate clothes that don't fit.
Okay. You know,
too small, it's the worst thing ever, right?
Yeah.
Wear clothes that fit, bottom line. Two, what is with clothing manufacturers that they do not make clothes in human proportions? Just for example, I'm about 200 pounds. I'm about 6 foot two.
All right, so which average build.
Yeah, exactly. Average build. Do you know what my shirt size is? Double extra large, slim tall. Do you have any f***ing idea how hard it is to find a shirt that is double extra large, slim tall? I end up wearing these massive tent shirts where the bottom bags out like 2 feet on each side, and every time a gust of wind comes, the thing blows over my head. I can wear that, or I can wear the one that clutches around my chest, like to the point where the buttons look like they're going to explode. That's kind of where I'm taking the other side here, because I'm kind of going, a lot of these women may be going, maybe I just don't want the waist on my pants to bag out like 14 inches, you know? I don't want to cinch it up like I'm wearing a gunny sack.
That's definitely option one. I think most of them are, ooh, look, I fit in a small.
You know what? Maybe there is a little bit of that, too.
I know. You're just trying to be nice to them.
The Lane Mitchell Show. Mitchell Show. Podcast.
Yeah.
Like what you're hearing? Check out the Garner Andrews Show to Go podcast at Sonic1029.com.
TV news, 2.5 Men is moving. The once number one comedy on television will be moving from Mondays to Thursdays this fall behind Big Bang Theory. Meanwhile, Two Broke Girls will take over the anchor spot on Mondays. I gotta say, I watched that show. It's kind of dumb, but every so often there's a line in there that kind of makes you crack a smile. Like on Wednesday night's episode, one of the characters said, "Your breath smells like you just went down on a Brussels sprout." Yeah. Unnecessarily graphic, but it was kind of funny. And another day, another accuser for John Travolta. This time, a gym employee is claiming that John Travolta groped and fondled him against his will. Now, in my opinion, there are just way too many similar accusations for this whole thing to just be made up. That said, if Travolta is the common pervert these allegations are all making him out to be, why are people only stepping forward now? And tech news, Apple has yet to reveal any details about the iPhone 5. I have it on good authority, though, that a bigger screen will be among the upgrades. The company reportedly just placed a huge order for a bunch of 4-inch screens. The current iPhone has a 3.5. I don't know, a bigger screen would be nice. It just seems kind of weird to be bragging about something that's just 4 inches.
Sonics.
It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. It's Lane Mitchell Podcast.
Men love waitresses in red lipstick. Researchers in France, where tipping is not customary, had waitresses serve nearly 500 customers wearing either red, brown, or pink lipstick. Male customers were more likely to tip waitresses wearing red lipstick. And when they did, they tipped noticeably more. Women, on the other hand, were unaffected. And a teenager at an Arby's in Michigan found something a little unexpected in his meal. Kid was munching away when he bit into something rubbery, something he later discovered to be a chunk of human finger. Yeah, an employee reportedly had a little run-in with the meat slicer earlier that day, and, well, long story short, he got a little extra meat in his roast beef sandwich. Don't worry, it's not like they charged him extra. And health news, coffee drinkers live longer. The scientific community has waffled on this for decades. Is it good for you? Is it bad? Well, the latest study, this one spanning over 10 years, reveals coffee drinkers are slightly more likely to live longer than those who drank none. It's not exactly a ringing endorsement, but it is something. Here's the weird thing, though. Decaffeinated coffee showed the very same benefits.
It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show Podcast.